Welcome back to Cardinal Catch. Once again, this is your host, Luke Wilhelm, and I'm going to catch you up on the past week of NIC sports. All three fall sports teams competed on homecoming this Wednesday, October 24th. Volleyball hosted Big Bend Community College, and they won 3-0. Men's and women's soccer played their last games of the regular season, and men's soccer pulled out a 2-1 victory over Spokane, completing the season's sweep. Women's soccer had clinched a playoff spot earlier in the week, but they fell to Spokane 1-0, conceding the East Region title to Spokane. Looking ahead, volleyball will travel to Spokane Community College to take on their arch rival on Tuesday, October 30th. And then they will host Yakima Valley in their last home game on Friday, November 2nd. Women's soccer, as previously mentioned, had clinched a playoff spot, and they will host Portland Community College at Eisenwinter Field on Wednesday, October 31st. The time is not yet set, so make sure to go check NIC's athletic page for further information. On this week's episode, we had the opportunity to have an exclusive interview with NIC's athletic director, Al Williams. All right. Once again, welcome back to Cardinal Catch. I have the opportunity today to talk to Al Williams, the athletic director at NIC. Thanks for this opportunity.
Thanks. It's always nice to get the word out about Cardinal athletics, especially around campus.
Absolutely. So you've been the athletic director since 2003, 15th year at the helm. What's interesting is a lot of the coaches have also had a sizable tenure coaching their respective sports. What would you say that having that long-lasting relationship has enabled you guys to have the trust and the ability that you had to be successful?
Well, we've had continuity in our staff, like you mentioned. Most of our coaches have been here almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. Wrestling and softball were the only two coaches that I actually didn't hire. And they've been here 20 years or more, starting in 96. Yeah. And then women's soccer, who coached both teams when we first started off, has been here for almost that long as well, too. But not only have they been long-term coaches, they've also been student-athletes here. Coach Whitcomb was here as a student-athlete, was All-American for us on the staff for softball. We've had former athletes. Pretty much all of our athletes, our baseball player is now a women's soccer coach, and he was a player for us in the 70s. So they've been here. They understand the spirit of NIC. They understand what it takes to be a student athlete here, and they can live and breathe that because they actually serve in that capacity at some point as a former student athlete.
Absolutely. Yeah, that helps a lot. So all of the coaches have pretty much competed nationally, and then you guys several years ago decided to move regionally to compete due to financial or whatever you might say. So the coaches kind of have to adjust. I mean, it's a different mindset, and you have to really prepare differently. Expectations are going to be high whenever you step down a level from where you were competing, because you're the cream of the crop of that lower division. What would your overall assessment be so far in that move?
Well, as you mentioned, we were one of the premier national junior college programs in all sports when we got out of the NJCAA. And the decision was made for multiple reasons, primarily for the travel costs and time away from school, because we had to travel so far to get to our destinations for our league opponents. Then national tournament travel kept us out of the office quite a bit too. Mm-hmm. But the regional opportunity to play in the NWAC has been good for us, and that allowed us to keep all of our programs, whereas if we stayed in the NJCAA, we would have had to cut some of our sports. So it was a trade-off to allow us to keep all of our programs, which is all about providing opportunities for students to come and play for us as a college. And so even though we're going to just be a regional power, we still have some national recognition for our program that still comes about that was actually unanticipated. The NWAC is a competitive league. It's a 38-member conference, but the requirements for getting student-athletes here is a little different. One of the main changes is that we can't recruit international student-athletes, and we can't provide athletic scholarships out of the 10 western areas, states, including the provinces of Alberta and in British Columbia. So our recruiting areas change a little bit, but we still strive to get the best athletes that we can. Yeah. So even though we don't compete for a national championship, we still want to compete for those same student athletes that are being recruited by other other junior colleges as well, too. So we're not looking at this to downgrade our programs. We still want to be as competitive as ever, and we still try to have a non-conference schedule that allows our kids to get exposure and test them against some of the national junior colleges. And we've done fairly well versus them since we've been in the new league.
Yeah. So you mentioned the recruiting. You guys are still, there's still D1 prospects coming here to play. Just take basketball, for example, and they were able to turn that into a NWAC championship last season. Mm-hmm. That success has led you guys to, even though you've gone to play regionally, you've had the opportunity to now compete in the Fiesta Junior College Shootout down in Mesa, Arizona, coming up this winter for basketball, which is a nationally junior college tournament. How did this tournament come about, and what does this say about the programs at NIC?
Well, that speaks volumes for the program, because that's one of the more prestigious invitational tournaments for men's basketball in the country. Last year, four of the teams that played in the semifinals in that tournament, two of them were in the national championship last year. And several of those teams are going to be back this year. And it's nice to see teams like South Plains, which is the defending NJCAA national champion, they're back. And they were one of the teams that wanted to get us invited because they knew the quality of athletes we had coming in here for this year. And then our head coach, Corey Simmons, he's had five straight years of 25-plus win seasons, including the only undefeated team we had in the school history. And so this year we have recruits that are being pursued by schools in the Pac-12, the Mountain West Conference. Some have already signed with those programs, and we have probably seven Division I level athletes on this year's roster. And so even in softball, we're getting Division I level athletes. Our pitcher, Maddie Mott, who's coming back from last year, had offers to go play at a higher level, wanted to come here and get her sophomore degree, her degree as a sophomore. And so we're still getting Division I level athletes, which shows that not only can we continue to get athletes at that level, but we can continue to win and get national exposure. In addition to the tournament in Mesa, we're also playing in a tournament in California, which is the San Jose Community College Invitational, and the California schools are pretty highly ranked as well, too. We played against the number one defending champion in City College of San Francisco last year. So when we go down there and play outside of our area and do well, it actually promotes the Northwest Athletic Conference, showing that there are quality teams here. And I think our presence has helped that league gain some exposure outside of our area, too. And so now they don't look at us as a secondary league. They realized that we can compete. And they're also getting exposure nationally, and the Sporting News ranks them in the top 15 in the nation, and Street & Smith has them number 16 in the nation. So, and they also have in the Sporting News two of our athletes ranked in their respective class in the top 5 in the country. So getting that kind of exposure shows that we're still on the map athletically, and we're still getting student athletes. And I think our success has allowed us to go out there and still compete against fellow NJCAA schools, or get athletes that have gotten scholarship offers from them and decided to come here to North Idaho College because of our reputation.
Yeah. It's a testament to the coaches and the recruiting process that it's very well done here.
Yeah. We fail to believe that the idea that we're in the Northwest Athletic Conference, that we can't compete and that we can't put out quality programs. And so that's been the mindset of all of our coaches here, is that we may be in a different league, but they're going to have to come to our level because we're not going to drop down and have lower expectations. So yeah. We're usually ranked in all of the region polls and all of the sports that we are in the NWAC. And like you mentioned, softball is the NWAC defending champion. Men's basketball is defending champion. Men's golf, defending champion for just from last year alone. And prior to that, women's golf was the champion. So we've had great success in the NWAC. We've only been in there for the outdoor sports for 5 years right now. This is the start of our fifth year. And then the indoor sports, this is only our third season. Yeah. And volleyball's been number one ranked for most of the time they've been in there. And the soccer programs have done well, too. And so success has continued at that level. And that's what we expect. And that's what our student athletes come here is for, a chance to play for a championship.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned the soccer and volleyball. Those seasons are wrapping up right about now. Mm-hmm. You could say that, in a way, they're due to the high expectations, maybe they haven't came through like it has in the past, but we still have volleyball and women's soccer going to the postseason. Yeah. And men's soccer just finished off their season with a thrilling win over Spokane, the arch rival, so that's never bad.
Yeah.
But What would you say right now the state of those programs is, and then looking ahead, the expectations going forward?
Well, actually, I think that speaks of a level of respect for the NWAC. I mean, we haven't just come in here and just run away with championships for soccer and volleyball like we thought we would have.
Competition's still really
high. The competition is still very good. Men's soccer played for the NWAC championship our first year there, but we've yet to win the league since then. And women's soccer has made the playoffs every year they've been in the NWAC, but yet they have yet to make the championship game. We got to the semifinals 2 years ago, and volleyball has been number one ranked a lot of the times in the polls since we've been here, but they've yet to win that title either. So it's not that different in the level of competition for the NWAC in a lot of the sports. You know, they may not have those stellar athletes with pure athleticism that we saw in the NJCAA, but it's a different style of competition, and I think that we would not be challenged if we could go in there and just dominate every sport. So to see our kids have to struggle to win and even struggle to make the playoffs shows that the competition is still there. And I think other teams step their game up when they play against us. We represent that national power for them to beat us as a feather in their cap when it does happen. So we usually get every team's best effort, so that's why we can't take a night off. So for that level alone of competition, that's been good for our coaches to see that they have to continue to recruit that special athlete, because if we don't, we will fall in the middle of the pack, and that's just not our standard here at NIC.
Absolutely. So something I'd like to finish off with, there's been talks, or it's in the works, that potential return of the baseball program and then the women's wrestling program as well. I've known a lot of people that have wondered why we don't have a baseball program right now, but obviously you guys are catching on to that. What brought about that? What sparked it? And then tell us as much as you can about that without spilling the beans.
Well, we actually had baseball until 2001, and we had women's cross country and track and men's cross country and track. So those were dropping. We needed the land for the health and science building and also the cost of NJCAA travel. But part of the reason we went to the NWAC was that it allowed us opportunity to not only keep all of our programs, but possibly expand, since most of the competition would now be within bus drives, and we would miss a lot less school. We could have day trips for the most part for games and have a lot of regional competition so that our local athletes could play. But people really missed baseball in this area, and that was what is almost driving this whole athletic expansion committee that we have currently have a committee of faculty members and students and administrative representatives to look and see what possible options are out there. It's actually being driven by enrollment. Our enrollment numbers have gone down in the last 5 years. We're trying to see what programs, not just in athletics, but programs on the campus that can generate more student athletes on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. And even though baseball has the most interest, other programs have piqued our interest as well too. And women's cross country and track as a comparable sport, what we have to do is make sure we're mindful of the Title IX requirement. So if we bring in a baseball program that's going to have possibly 25 or 30 student athletes, we need to have similar women's sport added that would have similar numbers so that we're in compliance with Title IX. And it's all based upon your enrollment pro rata numbers for students on campus. So if we're 55% of female athletes, 55% of your budget should be going towards supporting female sports. And so that's why we have to bring in a balanced sport if we bring back baseball. Yeah. And right now we have 5 women's sports, 4 men's sports. And so if we can add baseball, we can need to add something. And so even though women's wrestling was put out there, we're looking at all sports that would be something that would generate interest from our local student athletes. And we're trying to base it upon sports offered by the NWAC, because now we're a regional conference. We can see what sports the NWAC offers that we don't currently have programs in. And right now, the only ones that we don't offer are women's cross country and track and tennis outside of baseball. So those would be some of the first options. Women's wrestling was promoted by one of the people on the committee, but we're looking at a survey going out now and seeing what the community thinks is the best interest for what sports we should bring back. We want to see if we can get a determination by February to present to the board with some recommendations to see what sports we should pursue, and then we have to determine by that time what the facility costs would be, what the operation costs would be, what the budgets would be to bring those programs on, and then see if that's a viable option to bring any of these sports programs back. So the survey is well underway. We hope to get a response back by February, but we're excited about the interest that it's generated because we know that even with the local success we have for our Little League baseball programs, we know how strong baseball is here in the area. And a lot of our former coaches for baseball and cross country and track are still in the area, and they have expressed their interest in possibly coming back too and being part of the renewal of these programs because we had such great tradition and national success at that level. So we could get competitive teams here on our campus in those sports within a year.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That everyone's really excited about that. Anytime a new sport or brings together the community, for sure.
Yeah. More opportunities we have for local student athletes to play. That's what we're really all about. And I think we really do have that interest and that quality of student athletes from our local area high schools that could make us be competitive fairly quickly too.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And thank you again for doing this. It's always a good time to catch up on NIC athletics and everything else that goes along with it. But thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for encouraging our students to come out and watch our ball games. They're free for all our student athletes. And nice to have that spirit here in our home court and our home field. Advantage has been really good, spirited by our student athletes and our student body overall that comes on and supports our program too. So thank you for getting the word out about Cardinal Athletics.
Absolutely. Try my best.
Will do.
All right. Thank
you. See you out there. Yeah. Thanks, Doc.
Thanks for listening to Cardinal Catch. If you haven't already, make sure you go and hit the subscribe button so you can catch us next time.